part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, good evening to you. Glad you're with us. Wish we had lighter-hearted things to discuss tonight, but we're going to jump right into the heaviest news story of the day today, the suicidal death of megapastor Rick Warren in, well, not San Diego, but Southern Orange County in California. And some of the newest, if you've not heard earlier today, in fact, let me bring you up to speed. Here's here's how ABC News reported it in their evening newscast.
He is the pastor who brought us the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, the founding pastor of the Saddleback Church in Southern California. Tonight, the Warren family is mourning the death of their 27-year-old son, Matthew, taken in the pastor's own words, quote, in a momentary wave of despair. Suicide. In a letter to his congregation today, Warren described him as, quote, an incredibly kind, gentle, and compassionate man. Also adding he struggled from birth with mental illness, dark holes of depression, and even suicidal thoughts. He and his wife had just spent the evening with their son. Within minutes, an outpouring of condolences to Warren's family. Pastor T.D. Jakes tweeting, my heart is broken over the sad news of Rick Warren and Kay Warren losing their son today. Please keep them in prayer. In 2009, Rick Warren delivered the invocation at President Obama's inauguration.
One day, all nations and all people will stand accountable before you.
This evening, David, White House officials are aware of these reports.
All right, so the White House is aware, but they've issued no statement. And I'm not slamming the White House for that. I think it's hard to know what to say under these circumstances. But, Stephen, we both have kind of a personal connection to the Warrens. I've worked with them on a couple of their charitable initiatives over the years. Kay has been on more than one occasion a guest in my studio, and once Rick was as well. But I know you've had some interaction with them as well.
Sure. I spoke at Saddleback many years ago when I first became born again, and then again spent time with Pastor Rick Warren at the very last Billy Graham crusade here in New York City.
Right, I remember that. I was in attendance at that. I don't think you and I knew each other then, but we were passing similar paths.
You might have been aiming a tomato at me at the point.
Out in the radio section. Well, okay, friends. So you just heard Rick Warren and Kay Warren, the pastor and his wife of Saddleback Community Church, certainly a controversial figure in some circles, and a man who made so much money off of the purpose-driven life that the book that he wrote, the best-selling book, that he basically, I think at that point in time, Stephen, stopped taking any form of salary from church or ministry.
Yeah.
And said that not only was he not going to take a salary, he was going to give away as much as, I don't know what, 90% of everything that he was earning, that he was still living off of, back into initiatives that he really cared about, one of which is AIDS in Africa. And he's just this week, actually. This is kind of the weird, scary, kind of creepy people that believe in spiritual warfare and, you know, are there demons out there that have some sort of response to this. Just this week, Rick Warren launched a national daily Christian radio show that was airing in, 30 or 40 cities maybe across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brand new initiative. It launched last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of the first full week of that. If you're just joining us, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. The pastor of Saddleback, Rick Warren, sent a letter to their congregation when they discovered what had happened last night. He said, Matthew, their 27-year-old son, was an incredibly kind, gentle, and compassionate young man whose sweet spirit was an encouragement and comfort to many. Unfortunately, he also suffered from mental illness, resulting in deep depression and suicidal thoughts. Despite the best health care available, this was an illness that was never fully controlled, and the emotional pain resulted in his decision to take his life. He went on to say, I'll never forget how many years ago, after another approach had failed to give relief, Matthew said, Dad, I know I'm going to heaven. Why can't I just die and end this pain? Warren also added, you who watched Matthew grow up knew he was an incredibly kind, gentle, and compassionate man. He had a brilliant intellect and a gift for sensing who was most in pain or most uncomfortable in a room. He'd then make a beeline to that person to engage and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Another report, that was from Fox News. This is from Huffington Post, reported that NBC News reported that Warren was found dead of a gunshot wound around 10 a.m. Friday in his home in Mission Viejo, according to a supervising deputy. Warren wrote that he and his wife marveled at his courage to fight relentless pain. They had just spent the night, evidently on Thursday, just as a family, just right. Hanging out. And what Rick Warren said in another, and I don't have it in front of me now, but he said, we had a really good evening.
Yeah. That's kind of on a positive note, it's kind of nice that at least they had that quality time with them before.
Yeah, they'll have that memory.
This tragedy, yeah.
This is something that I got to say on a personal level I don't have a lot of experience with and I don't have a lot of relationship to, and that's one of the things that makes it oddly curious to me, because, you know, self-preservation is the strongest instinct of the human life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to not take our own life is like the most to take our own life is the most unnatural thing a human being can
do. Or to not want to live, yeah.
Yeah. So this has got to be tough. And I can only imagine, you know, I'm the father of three sons. I just, you know, all day today I just lived in the reality of what if my youngest son, you know, was in his shoes. What would I have done differently? Could I have done something differently? I think that will be a question that haunts Rick and Kay for a long time.
Right.
And there may not have been anything.
Right. And listen, I'm, you know, we're going to talk about a lot tonight.
888-340-3373, by the way, if you have a reaction to anything that we're talking about. And there is some reaction that's coming in that is not nice.
We're going to talk about that.
We do want to kind of make that actually one of the topics.
Our number is 888-340-3373.
But I interrupted you.
No, and I just, you know, it just, you know, with people like Pastor Rick Warren in positions such as his, which people will never comprehend the magnitude of the great work that Rick Warren does. I mean, internationally, and, you know, oh, isn't it nice he doesn't take a salary and blah, 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 blah. I mean, this guy is doing, you know,
He's doing more to fight AIDS than some civilized Western countries.
Say that again?
He's doing more to fight AIDS on the continent of Africa as an individual than some complete civilized Western countries in Western Europe.
But for me, you know, I just think it's such an amazing observation that I didn't know anything about Rick Warren's son, you know, suffering from depression, blah, blah, blah. Have you heard? Did you know?
Didn't know a thing of it until today.
Right, and we're pretty.
And we've both interacted with the Warrens.
And we're on the pulse of, you know, all these things that happen in Christianity and so on and so forth. So I just think you got to take notice. It just kind of shows the kind of guy he is and his wife is and, you know, the kind of family they are and the kind of church community that he is in that, you know. Knowing that they were battling that situation every single day from the beginning of this young man's life, you know, is a testimony. And, you know, certainly I listen to a particular Christian radio music station. Pretty much my wife has it blaring in the kitchen all day long. And they're in the middle of fundraising right now, and they're telling all these great testimonies of how, you know, worship music and faith-based music and Christian music and has really on a dime changed people's lives. And, you know, it's just amazing. The two most powerful things about, for me, about being a believer is, one, knowing when you have this experience, the truth of it and the power of it is authentic. And two, trusting that when it's your time to go to heaven, that it's not some... I mean, sure, there's mourning and sure, there's pain and all of that. But for me, it's powerful to rest and have comfort in all of that. So I just want to ask that we all be praying for the Warrens, and I'm sure they could use it.
Yeah. The new details that are out, it was a gunshot wound, and that he was found around 10 a.m. Friday morning. Took till most of today before the information actually became public. But Rick Warren's youngest son, Matthew Warren, dead at age 27. From a suicide attempt. 888-340-3373.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'll be right back. it, Lord. Standing in Babylon. Let me be. Let me be one of love.
Sometimes I don't listen to the words of our bumpers, but that one particularly poignant tonight. The artist is Sam Cintron from Jersey City, New Jersey. And we're living in tough times. We're living in rough times. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Thank you for being with us on a Saturday night. And voices are crying out. Pain is real. People are going through things that that we don't even, you know, we get busy in our lives and we overlook. And one of those things that has been really in the news since all of the shootings from this last year is the entirety of mental illness. And it appears, according to the headlines, that it was mental illness that was the real kind of culprit in the decision of Matthew Warren, the youngest son of Senior Pastor Rick Warren from Saddleback Church, deciding to end his life. And Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, a little bit more sober than we normally are on this Saturday night, because suicide is just not a laughing matter, Stephen. And this is we hurt for our friends tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously, you know, in the cultural divide here, you got a lot of people getting on social networking right now that are just throwing stones at Rick Warren right now. And that's, listen, I but maybe I'm just a dopey, kind of happy-go-lucky fella, but I never would have imagined in my 46 years on the planet that I would be in a country right now so divided with so many things going on. And it is tough times. It really is tough times. And you know, for me, it's just strange, because in moments like this, even the opposition has such a great opportunity to rise up and be smart,
better selves.
Yeah, you know,
our and, better angels.
But you know, that I guess that's what makes, you know, being alive and being in America so great, is that we all get to, you know, have our opinion and we're free to give it.
Well, 888-340-3373. I do too many radio shows a week.
I know.
They go through my head.
If everybody knew.
Too many phone numbers. 888-340-3373. And if some of my KKLA people are listening tonight, we would definitely take your calls big time. If you're joining us tonight, by the way, welcome to our new station in Detroit, Michigan. We're on the air in Detroit, Michigan.
Woo-hoo!
For the first time. WDTK.
The Moda.
We are, of course, live on Sirius XM 131. And, of course, across great stations all across this country, from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between.
Huh. So we're on in Detroit.
WDTK, AM 1400.
So I can say hi to Larry and Dolores Gorman.
Sure.
Over there in Livonia.
I don't know who those people are.
Just outside
the
Motor City.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry! Go ahead.
Got anybody else you want to say?
No, that's it. I'm good.
Greetings, too. Okay. And by the way, something we haven't done on this show yet. We just rolled it out this last week, but I just got back from Israel. Lots of you have written me and asked me about what the trip was like, and I produced a full-scale coffee table book that's about 100 pages that was only about 400 of the 1,000 photos that I took. We have produced an electronic version of this that is free to anyone that would like to write and ask for it. So just send us an email to kmcradio@gmail.com. That's my personal email address. And we will return that around for you. But, Stephen, this is the one for the studio here. This is what they get in electronic form.
Thought it was. That one's not for me.
you want a hard copy of my trip? I might be able to do that.
But here's what I love about Kevin. He's got this beautiful book. Did you give the name of it? It's a great name.
Yeah. No, I didn't give it. Go ahead.
From Shiloh to Shalom.
Yeah.
Israel in 2013. You're big time here, bro. But what I love about Kevin is he's flipping through it just now, and out of the corner of my eye, I see like there's a couple pages that have food on it.
Yeah.
You got to love Kev.
Yeah.
Putting the challah bread and the.
Yeah. No, if you want to see really good Israeli food.
I shouldn't have started. I shouldn't have even said anything.
Well, you bring food in here every day, but check this out. This was first night there, and they took me to a restaurant in just outside the old city. that make that only cook with biblical ingredients. Now look at this page of food right here. Now people listening on the radio go, I can't see anything.
Wow.
But this was my dinner.
No, it's awesome.
One end of the page to the other. This was the dessert, the three different things there on the tray, and then this was a lamb stew. They think this recipe was served the night of the Upper Room.
Wow.
It's like there's a lot of research that went into this meal. Anyway, it's just amazing. One of the things featured in the
very
ebook.
Very cool.
And you can get a completely complimentary copy in electronic form. I'm not sent it, the version I've got sitting on the table costs about $200 to produce. You're not getting one of those unless you pay for it. But I'll send you one for your iPad, your smartphone, your computer, anything like that that will take an ebook. We'll send it to you at no cost. Just send me an email at kmcradio@gmail.com, and we'll get that off to you.
So I guess what we're wondering tonight, and again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. He's Kevin McCullough, the intergalactic genius and pundit and writer. And
says the current Celebrity Apprentice All-Star.
Gnarly dude. But our number is 888-340-3373. And for me, you know, I tweeted earlier that, you know, we're kind of dedicating the program to this topic with Rick Warren and his son and all that. But we're just, you know, we're kind of curious about these folks that are throwing stones at the Warrens tonight through social media.
Well, we haven't really described what that is yet.
Go ahead.
Let's give an example.
No, please do.
Okay, the USA Today story that ran it. The fourth comment on the thread, you know how they embed Facebook comments on news stories now. So on the USA Today story, when they published it, the fourth comment down on the list said this. Someone named Logan said, "This is sad, and I feel for Rick Warren, but perhaps this will give him a new perspective on the issue of gay youth suicides due to bullying and the words coming out of his own mouth. Maybe feeling the pain of those parents will help him evolve. This is not cold-hearted to write this at this time." So he thinks, "Mr. Warren will never let up while gay youth's parents were grieving. I don't think God has anything to do with his son's suicide, but karma sure does work in mysterious ways."
Now, what do you think that person means when they say Mr. Warren would never let up?
Meaning that he would never change his view of that homosexual behavior would be defined as scriptural, as sinful.
Right. So that's where I want to cut to the
chase,
the point right okay. here in the conversation, which is, so someone's saying, you know, and I'm going to, you know, spin it a little bit, but somebody's basically saying to Rick Warren tonight, you know, na 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 na, and they're saying,
now you know how we feel.
Well, yeah, but what they're really saying is, now you know what it feels like with other people that have suffered in the same way you are, but my question is, is it really for the same reason?
They're blaming Rick for the other suicides, while Rick's blaming no one for his son.
That's what I'm saying.
Coming right back, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. Special edition of Baldwin McCullough tonight, in sympathy and prayer for the Rick Warren family. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods. the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans, with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And got a lot of folks beating up Rick Warren tonight. And what they're saying is, because of your history of bigotry against homosexuals...
What they call bigotry.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They're saying, well, you know, now your son has taken his own life, and now you're going to know what it feels like for the parents of so many of those young gay youths who, as a result of bullying or whatever, took their lives, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we're going to read some more of what's happening on social media, particularly Twitter right now. Just they're bombarding Rick Warren right now with just really hateful stuff.
Mm.
But this guy out there that I've been following for some time, Super Mexican, S-O-O-P-E-R, Super Mexican. He says, I find it odd that people who would call themselves gay advocates would hope so ghoulishly that Rick Warren's son, who tragically committed suicide yesterday, was gay in order to smear Christianity. So now you have, you know, pro-gay people that are saying to Rick Warren, well, oh, won't it be funny if, you know, it comes out that your son was gay and that's why all this happened. And it's just, because my heart tonight, Kevin, is very simple. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your sin is, which, by the way, I'm with Rick Warren. Rick Warren quotes the Bible, and the Bible says homosexuality is a sin.
Says the behavior is a sin.
Yes.
And I think it's important that we explain.
Please do.
I don't think that you can be considered sinful for your... In fact, no one is considered sinful for their desires.
Right.
In a heterosexual context, you may think that you could be sexually attracted to a woman who's not your wife. The thought of that possibility is not sin. Acting on it in any way is where it becomes sin.
Even in your mind.
So, yes. So Scripture is pretty clear. The temptation is not the sin.
Right.
It's behavior. So when Rick Warren talks about homosexuality, he doesn't talk about people's orientation or what they feel about themselves or what they think they are or what science says they are. He doesn't get into that debate at all. He just says what Scripture says is that the behavior of it is what God says is not good.
Right.
And that's a pretty restrained description of somebody that's being pilloried tonight for being a homophobic hate monger.
Right. Yeah, he's always been very graceful and kind, so to speak, because Lord knows there are other preachers out there that'll really come at it with a much bigger hammer, so to speak.
Right.
And I love the way you just laid it out. And we're not going to get into all that tonight about
the
specifics of that. That's not why we're here. We're here tonight to just simply ask the question. Our number 888-340-3373. Does it make sense in a time of tragedy right now with what Rick Warren's going through? Does it make sense? Is it fair that as a result of Rick Warren being the pastor of one of the biggest churches in America and the world for that matter, is it fair for folks to be attacking him in this way tonight in the face of a tragedy?
Let's take a couple of calls. Line 1, Justin in Dallas has called 888-340-3373 and wants to weigh in on that very topic. Justin, you're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
No, I don't. I have several bones to pick with Rick Warren. I've got a lot of problems with him, but no, despite what I think and feel, this is not the time to be throwing stones when you have a death in the family. I don't care who you are; it's not right.
Okay, Justin, I appreciate you weighing in on that. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
It's one of those things, Stephen, where and you had more to read some of the social media reaction. I read one, but it seems like there's almost a strategy to try to pile on tonight to
right.
make it as painful as is humanly possible.
Right. Well, making the accusations that, you know, ha ha he he, probably why your son took his own life is he was secretly gay and you didn't know it and stuff. And it's just this whole type of dynamic in the opposition culturally and sociologically in America right now, it's just getting worse. It's just getting worse.
We haven't always, when President Reagan died, some Democrats did go to his funeral.
Right.
I think when the next Democratic president dies, some Republicans will probably go to his. There used to be we can have differences of opinions, but we can still be dignified
right.
in how we deal with those opinions. Have we moved past that completely? Is that impossible now? Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to amac.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to amac.us. That's amac.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today at AMTCAudition.org.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we're grateful that you're with us. The death of Rick Warren's son via suicide in the last 24 hours is what we're discussing tonight. A little more sobering than what Stephen and I usually, we usually try to make Saturday nights very light and humorous. Just hard to do that when friends and people that we respect, even if we don't, you know, have a total agreement on everything, Stephen, and I don't know of any two people in Christianity that do. It's easy to come to the aid of a brother and say, hey, tonight's not the night for disagreement. But that's not the feeling of some that are on the social media interwebs, and you've been following some of that. What are some people saying?
Well, it's interesting because if you just Google search the news just for Rick Warren, already since this announcement, there's hundreds of things being written, but popping up in the top probably 50 stories that are at the top of the list are literally these stories being written about the attacks against Rick Warren on Twitter and social networking and things like that. You got one Twitter message sent to Rick Warren that says, "Your son died due to your anti-gay hate towards gay people, including your son." Which is, you know, very strange that now...
By the way, we need to make it perfectly clear there is no evidence that I'm aware of publicly that his son was in any way
absolutely not.
Expressing a homosexual
desire.
Which,
beyond what you just said before we went into the last break, you know, are we beyond the point of dignity now? Is it just to is the mudslinging, you know, sociologically and culturally in this country gotten to such a point now? Not only are they bashing Rick Warren and his family about the suicide part of it, now they're just making stuff up or making accusations just to make it, you know, just to rub the mud in his eye even worse.
It seems a little odd, too, that if, quote, being homosexual was such a celebrated thing that everyone was supposed to feel so good about, that they constantly use that as a point of attack and as degradation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ha, see, your son was gay. As if that's supposed to be bad, coming from someone who is saying it's good.
Yeah,
it's right?
Weird.
They always say it's bad, and your son was, but you want me to celebrate it with? I've never understood that.
Yeah.
They always, like, point the finger that way.
Got another person here on Twitter. Says, son of Saddleback Church Pastor Rick Warren has committed suicide. Place your bets on when it's discovered he was gay. So it's
and again, I want to be very clear, these are just people on Twitter that are saying this. There is no evidence of that we know of publicly at all.
Right, and our number is 888-340-3373. And really, here on Baldwin McCullough Live, we want to know what
reaction.
What the heck's going on?
Yeah. Is it completely impossible now for Americans in this divided culture? We just have the two Supreme Court cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. Is it now completely beyond all expectations that when something like this happens, we can't have, out of respect for a fellow citizen, just say, keep a lid on it. Wait 72 hours before you start to spill your bile all over the all over the internet.
Hypothetically, wouldn't it be something for the head of the largest gay organization in America to hold a press conference and say, I just wanted everybody to know that the spiritual arm or the spiritual aspect of our organization, we're praying for Pastor Rick Warren tonight. I mean, what? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine if that happened.
But I don't think people are thinking in those ways, and
that's
what we're talking
that's
about.
That's why we're here.
888-340-3373. We have four phone lines, and I've got to believe that there's at least four people in America that have an opinion about whether or not these things, and by the way, they're being said all over the place. I've got one thread on my Facebook page that I posted mid-afternoon, and Colleen Fitzgerald says at the bottom of the post, these kinds of comments are literally flooding different pages, mostly on threads where people have asked for prayer. She says, what is so dumb is they offer condolences and then they rabidly attack with hateful speech. I just don't understand why people hate and wish despair on someone they don't agree. Guess if I had the answer to that, I could solve many world problems. Yeah, no kidding, Colleen. You totally could. But why is that? Okay, let's say you get past whatever the issue is about why the disagreement over homosexual behavior is there. Wouldn't it be far better for the cause of the homosexual trying to convince the Rick Warrens of the world that it's a better thing to wish him blessing instead of hate in the time of crisis? Wouldn't you go further to build a bridge to somebody by saying, hey, we're reaching out to you? And then if he does stiff you or says, you know, hey, get out of here, you're wasting my time, then you have something to really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an actual reaction to say, oh, we tried to do something nice, but these people aren't even trying that. They're just like, you know, lobbing the missiles one at a time. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One other thing that Stephen and I are doing for the next three months only, we are on a mission to try to get clean drinking water to 1,000 children in Haiti. And we have about 984 of these kids left. We just launched this week. But the goal is to get three water purification systems in the three worst areas of Haiti.
Awesome.
Since the earthquake, the 7.3, every clean water source in the island nation of Haiti has been polluted. They are undergoing the largest cholera outbreak in the Western Hemisphere's history. One out of every five children are dying under the age of five because of this outbreak. This is incredibly, incredibly bad. And friends, we want you to go to our website, domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com. $100 will give one child clean drinking water for the rest of their life. And when I say the rest of their life, if you average out the average life expectancy in Haiti, we're talking about less than 0.00078 cents per day to give that child clean drinking water, up to 2 gallons of clean drinking water a day. The people that are going to install the purification systems that are solar operated have said if there ever happens to be another earthquake or another problem, they will go and replace it out of their own cost. Friend, please help us do this. There are 984 of the worst case kids in Haiti that we still need yet to help. $100 will take care of one of them and give them clean water for the rest of their life. $100, one child saved. Let's do it. 984 to go. We can do this in the next 3 months. This is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're talking about Rick Warren, the latest update, found dead of a gunshot wound, self-inflicted, Friday morning. Your call's next, 888-340-3373.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, the number 888-340-3373. I never get that one confused, because I just get here Saturday night about 2 minutes before they turn the microphones on. And by the way, that's a perfect segue into just saying, Kev, you're Superman. You're terrific.
Well, thank you.
I think you're a great guy.
I think you're a great guy.
Good dad.
Thank you.
Your work.
What do you
want? Way harder than me. and I love you to death.
Well, we work differently.
And I just want to on the
we
air
work, we
publicly
work hard,
say
but we work differently.
Right, I have to go out and just be Stevie B.
And
who once described it as, my job in this equation is to be the flag-waving monkey at the beginning of the parade. What does that even mean?
Right. Exactly. I'm Monkey Boy.
I've never seen a monkey wave a flag.
Well, but you know the guy who, like, you know, like P.T. Barnum, before every circus, he'd kind of come into the city street, and he'd be banging on a bass drum, and the monkey'd be running around, like, tipping his hat and looking, and everybody come over because of the monkey.
Right.
See, then Mr. Barnum would say, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest show, that's you.
Okay, I'm P.T. Barnum.
You're the brains behind the operation. I'm just Monkey Boy.
Okay.
But thank you for all you do, Kevin. I say that publicly tonight. And I do have something I need when we're done.
Okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
All right. We're talking about, in all seriousness, the story out of Southern California, Rick Warren's son taking his own life. Stephen and I have both reached out to the Warren family and expressing our personal support and prayer for them in the days to come. Let's go to line one. Dave calling from Louisville, Kentucky, listening to WGTK 970 AM. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good evening, Kevin, Steve. I find it really ironic that they're attacking good old Rick Warren when he was, like, very, I guess you'd say, ecumenical towards John McCain and Obama the first time around, you know, when he was talking to them. And you know, Obama came around late in the game to being pro-gay marriage, and then, of course, McCain, you know, we know about, you know, his daughter and all that. And I just find it ironic that they would be condemning a guy like Rick Warren, who was actually kind of mainstream, middle of the road, not really hardcore remnant type of Christian preacher.
Yeah, I mean, he had never denounced biblical views on homosexual behavior. So I think that was what made them mad. I think that, and to be honest with you, Dave, I think activists in this arena, and Stephen, I'd be interested in your thought on this because, you know, Hollywood has more than its share of activists in this arena, but I think that the activists in the arena equate Christianity with, you know, hating homosexuals. I think it's that poorly thought through.
Well, yeah, and listen, a part of the reason I not only get a kick out of it, but really enjoy being, you know, having the platform that I have both in mainstream secular Hollywood and in mainstream Christianity here in the United States is I love to try to be somebody as a conduit between it's not what you say, it's how you say it,
right,
and trying, like this radio program, trying to represent it in a new, fresh, engaging way. But you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. We're going to be right back after this and continue the conversation.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.